It's Friday again on Culture File, which everybody from regular to casual but thoroughly observant listeners will know is that time of the week when we ask one of our Culture File guests to talk about some of the things they've been enjoying. And this time it's music promoter and Louth Contemporary Music Society Supremo, Eamon Quinn, to share with us his Culture File likes.
My name's Eamon Quinn. I'm the Artistic Director of Louth Contemporary Music Society, based in Dundalk. Yeah, my favourite film is probably a strange one, but it's called All Is Lost with Robert Redford. Very, very little dialogue in it. I don't know whether he speaks in it. He's all at sea and he's, you know, a series of disasters happen to him. So maybe I'm all at sea as well. I've got two books currently. One is Hold On To Your Kids by Gabor Maté. And it's looking at parents replacing peers with teenagers. Very interesting for me because I have two teenage kids. The other book is, it's a study of psychosynthesis by Will Parfitt, and it's called Beyond the Elements. I've studied with Will himself, so it's very interesting. Flippantly, it's called Psychology with a Soul. A lot of it is about how we're kind of different people at different times to other different people, and so there's a lot of fragmentation going on and you're with everybody, but there is a core self within. It's a lovely, beautiful thing, and it's, you know, I actually feel very refreshed. You know, I was saying to my wife when I was reading it that it's lovely, powerful, positive feeling reading it, you know, so it's, it does you good. I don't really use podcasts apart from some things friends would refer me to, but the one I did like was the Dead Rock Stars by Mick Wall. I just thought it was absolutely hilarious from start to finish. Even the banter between the two guys, not even the stories they were telling, you know. Mick Wall is a rock journalist. I think he might be Irish descent, but it's about people that he knew who died and stuff like that, and it's the interaction between the two guys is hilarious.
Famous people no longer with us, and it's Dead Rock Stars.
Are you suggesting we've actually killed them?
That is not my suggestion.
Well, I've killed a few, but only in print.
Any famous ones?
All famous.
I'm always listening to music. Very, very difficult to me to nail down one piece of music I'm listening to, and I listen to everything. I have a friend, Dana Abbott, who works for Storm Studios, who did a lot of really good album designs. Dan put me on to a band called the Third Ear Band. I think they're late 60s, early 70s. I'd never heard of them, and I thought I'd covered that era. But it's viola, there's a percussionist, viola, cello, and I think it's bassoon. And it's extraordinary. It's kind of droney and it's weird, you know, but it's brilliant at the same time. The album that I really like is called Elements by the Third Ear Band. The only Japanese restaurant in Dundalk called Atami. It's excellent. It's great. It stays open late, and actually when we hold concerts, we usually go there as well. I use a scent, I can't even pronounce it. I think it's Yagtagan. And I was in New York in the summer, and I was reading this feature, I think it was the New York Times, about a famous fashion writer, and she mentioned that her and her husband wore the same scent, the same perfume. And of course I was flying back and I said, God, I would have looked for that if it was there, you know. And then when I was in TK Maxx, there I seen it. Oh, it's really, you know, you can smell me coming if you it's musky. But it's nice, but you have to just use a very small spot of it. It's so strong. My wife doesn't like it.
The likes of Eamon Quinn there, and his latest project with Louth Contemporary Music Society is Stations of the Sun, the new music festival which is happening this weekend in Dundalk. Louthcms.org for all the dates. The Culture File Weekly is coming up with the residues of Castle Blunden, a mobile box of self-care, the memoirs of Peter Wildblood, and a sonic wander through burning deserts and frozen seas with composer Karen Power. That all, yes, all of it, after Nuachtat 7. But first, some more music.